Right. Every Thursday at this time, we take the spotlight off of Mr. Tubbs and we put it on Mr. Whitney, because we want to know what's on his mind. From the Argus Leader, your sports editor, we call it Stu's Views with Stu Whitney.
Thank you, Craig. And we are going to make Stu's Views radio history here. This will be the first ever Stu's Views where I wear my reading glasses.
Is this something you found while you were in Phoenix or in Mesa or what?
The printer that I use to print off this darn thing has got the font, so the point size so small that I'm going to pull out these reading glasses.
That's okay.
So this is...
Put it on the bridge of the nose. You look sophisticated that way.
Going for kind of a Benjamin Franklin type thing.
Sophisticated Stu Whitney and Stu's Views.
All right. I know there was much uproar last week when the news came out that wrestling was going to be eliminated for the Olympic Games. I have penned a letter to the IOC Executive Board, and I will read such letter right now. Dear IOC Executive Board, I am writing to express my heartfelt support for your decision to eliminate wrestling from Olympic competition starting in 2020. As you know, this was a controversial move that sparked backlash over the loss of a sport that was part of the first modern Olympics in Athens in 1896, when Jim McKay was just getting started. The origins of wrestling can actually be traced back 15,000 years, with its essential themes of combat and conquest pervading the Greek and Roman empires as well as the Middle Ages. If you ask me, though, all that history is overrated. Just because the sport is symbolic of basic human ideals, basic Olympic ideals such as commitment, sacrifice, and national pride, why feel obligated to prolong the tradition? Who needs singlets when you've got bikini-clad babes and beach volleyball?
Ooh.
Times are changing, my friends.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to think global when choosing Olympic sports and keep TV viewers riveted in an age of internet immediacy. Like you, I believe the future is tied closely to pay-per-view modern pentathlon. In fairness, I should make you aware that your decision to drop wrestling has been met with a small degree of derision in America's heartland.
Yes, very, very controversial here in South Dakota.
In South Dakota and much of the Midwest, wrestling is part of an athletic culture that provides pride and purpose to small towns. From the youth level on, gymnasiums filled with wrestling action help make winters bearable on the prairie, and South Dakota takes pride in shining through. Randy Lewis of Rapid City won a gold medal in freestyle wrestling in 1984, and the Olympic tradition was carried on by Bill and Jim Schur of Mobridge, Dennis and Dwayne Kozlowski of Doland, and Lincoln McElravy of Phillip, just to name a few. Chasing a gold medal is the ultimate dream in wrestling, and seeing these athletes pursue that quest has provided South Dakota with some of its greatest athletic moments. If the Olympic dream is taken away and college wrestling continues to be curtailed, folks say, what is to become of the sport? Well, there's always pro wrestling, which seems like a nice opportunity if you know how to work a turnbuckle and use folding chairs as a weapon. Just imagine the TV ratings when another South Dakota native, Brock Lesnar, makes his return to pro wrestling during the Olympiad, grabbing the ring microphone to call out his next foe from Kazakhstan or Belarus.
Tubbs will be all over that.
Oh, he could kick Borat's ass. I'd be all over that.
Now we're getting Chris interested in the Olympics again.
Yes.
People don't understand that picking and choosing Olympic events is a delicate process, and not every sport can make the cut. I understand that modern pentathlon and field hockey beat out wrestling for the final spots in 2020, which makes perfect sense. When I think of spine-tingling Olympic moments, my mind is instantly drawn to the Miracle on Grass field hockey final between the Netherlands and Korea in 2000. Who can forget Al Michaels on that call?
Do you believe in weeds?
Some of the criteria used in your decision were TV ratings, ticket sales, and global popularity. Though wrestling rose above other scrutinized sports in those categories, you correctly pointed out that the International Wrestling Federation has no athletes on its decision-making boards. The brilliant part of that assessment is that your decision-making board included Juan Antonio Samaranch Jr., the son of the former IOC president and an outspoken supporter of modern pentathlon, which combines fencing, horse riding, swimming, running, and shooting. People sometimes ignore less publicized Olympic ideals such as subterfuge, cronyism, and greed as if they bring shame to the flame. I should warn you that wrestling supporters around the world, not just in America, have been inspired to action by the sport's removal. To use a basic grappling term, they are preparing for a reversal. Former Greco-Roman champion Kasan Barov of Russia called the decision mind-boggling, and the controversy has led Iran to join forces with the United States to try to get the sport back in the fold. The last time the U.S. and Iran agreed on something, it was that Saddam Hussein was kind of a jerk, so this is pretty historic stuff. Mostly, though, cutting wrestling is seen as a way to stick it to the Americans, and I congratulate you on your thinking. The United States has captured a record 113 freestyle medals, by far the most of any nation. The possible drawback is that the controversy will cause some to lose interest in the Olympics, which is not something your committee wants. Nearly 220 million Americans tuned into the London Games last year, a testament to our country's media and marketing muscle. But I don't want to get preachy here. Even though your board works behind closed doors much of the time, I have full confidence that you know your stuff, despite the fateful decision to drop tug-of-war as a sport back in 1920. Some observers find it interesting that tennis maintains its Olympic status and golf will be added in 2016. These are sports that are prominent professional tours and take on lesser importance during the games, which is exactly the opposite of wrestling.
Yep.
I keep telling people that Maria Sharapova needs more exposure and Phil Mickelson can use the Olympics as a tax write-off, but some folks are just small-minded. As mentioned earlier, wrestling supporters...
Sharapova.
As mentioned earlier, wrestling supporters still hope to get their sport reinstated. They will battle for a single opening in 2020 with baseball, softball, karate, squash, roller sports, sport climbing, wakeboarding, and wushu, which is a martial art. Some fans are optimistic that the public outcry will allow wrestling's Olympic tradition to endure. But because I know you guys and respect your reasoning process, my money is on wushu. And that is Stu's Views for Thursday, February 21st, 2013.